The scandal around the prisoner swap that freed Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from the Taliban is really just now getting started in the Congress. A committee yesterday grilling the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, and just shortly the House will take up a resolution to condemn the Obama administration's deal. Scott Ridgel is a Republican congressman from Virginia, member of the House Armed Services Committee, and in fact author of the resolution that would condemn the prisoner swap. Let's go live to him right now. Congressman, good morning. Appreciate your time. In fact, you've got some Democrats on board with you on this.
Yeah, we do, Dick. And I think that makes clear that this is not a partisan issue. It's about what's right for America. It's about the proper balance of powers. And frankly, and directly, it's about this increased risk that we now have to our national security as a result of the exchange.
Well, I mean, you can have a resolution condemning it, but it doesn't change what happened.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I think that's the point of it. Congress was not notified, as was and is required by law. Every other detainee who has been released from Guantanamo, the administration followed this, as did the prior one. But this one, they did not. And what we are doing with this resolution is we are not going to allow this incident, this breach of the proper balance of powers between and among the three branches of government, to become precedent. We're making clear that this is not something that either this administration or future administrations can refer to and say, well, you know, the precedent has been established that it's okay.
The administration says, Secretary Hagel said, as a matter of fact, this came along so quickly we didn't have a chance to give you guys notice.
This is a false argument, and that's I say that with just the highest and sincere regard for Secretary Hagel and his service to our country. I said as much yesterday. It does not comport with the facts. There were 60 to 70 or more people in the Department of Defense, perhaps, and it's certainly that many over in the administration that knew about this prior to the exchange. I mean, consider the number of people, well over 100. The processes and procedures are in place so that the administration could inform the committees of jurisdiction prior to and comply at least with the spirit of the law. Even if not the technical aspect, I can give them some running room on that. But to not make any effort whatsoever to comply with the law, that needs to be repudiated. It needs to be condemned, and we're doing so.
I've got about 15 seconds left here. I'm going to ask you something that has nothing to do with this, but it's all about the political shakeup going on in the House right now. The big earthquake was in your state on Tuesday. Eric Cantor is going to be out as the majority leader. A lot of people want that job, including one of the names being floated around, of course, the number three, Kevin McCarthy from California. Do you have a candidate that you would like to see become the majority leader?
I do. I'm ready to support, and indeed I am supporting a good friend, Kevin McCarthy. He's the right person. That said, we've got a conference with several qualified leaders, but I'd like to see Kevin advance.
All right, Congressman, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet, Congressman Scott Ridgel there of Virginia.